Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A young man who we'll call Jack told me a few months ago his wedding was called off just 4 days before it was scheduled to take place. He was broken and needed some time to clear his head. He took a trip from where he lives in Brooklyn to Miami, Florida to visit a friend. While he was getting ready to go, he prayed to Hashem to please give him the chizuk that he so desperately needed by somehow showing him clearly that he is the one in control. When he arrived in Florida, his friend introduced him to one of his other friends who we'll call Yosef. That evening, Jack and Yosef spoke at length. Yosef told Jack he had gotten married a couple of years before at the age of 20. He moved to Florida from Brooklyn and was $40,000 in debt at the time because he was struggling so greatly financially. One of the wealthy men from the community in Florida decided to give him $10,000 to help him get back on his feet. He told Yosef, Bezrat Hashem, this money will bring you good mazal. Right after that, COVID hit. Yosef was home, thinking of ideas. He used the money to help start selling products on Amazon. He ended up earning over $500,000 in less than a year. He was able to pay his debts back and enjoyed some peace of mind. He invested some money with a broker and in a short amount of time earned a large return. He invested with him again and once again got a large return. Then he gave the broker $200,000 to invest with and hadn't heard from him since. He called the broker multiple times, but it seemed that he ran away with his money. Jack felt bad hearing this story from Yosef and told him he would dedicate himself to helping him find the broker for the few days that he would be in Florida. The next day, they found out this broker had been killed the previous night, allegedly by the mafia. He gambled with people's money and chose the wrong people to do it with. The broker's family had already become estranged from him and refused to tend to his burial. They gave instructions to cremate his body. When Jack and Yosef heard about this, they knew they had to stop this desecration of a Jewish body. Heroically, they offered to pay for the burial. And with the help of a rabbi, they got permission from the family to do it. Yosef not only lost $200,000 investing with this broker, He was even willing to take thousands of more dollars from his own pocket to pay for his burial. They conducted a very small funeral and they personally carried the coffin to the cemetery for burial afterward. At the funeral, Yosef put his hand on the coffin and said to the broker, I completely forgive you for taking $200,000 from me. I have no claims against you for it. Mahulach, mahulach, mahulach. That was an amazing display of vitur, absolving someone from an enormous debt so he wouldn't have to face the consequences of it in the next world. The very next day, Yosef earned $200,000 from a stock investment. When Jack found out about this, He was floored, a clear manifestation of Hashem's Hashgacha Peratit. Here, Jack forgave someone for $200,000 one day, Yosef forgave someone for $200,000 one day, and made it back the very next day. Jack thanked Hashem for giving him the chizuk he needed in so many ways, besides for seeing the Yad Hashem so clearly. The rabbi that was involved in helping them with the burial became close to Jack and now he gives him chizuk on a weekly basis by phone. Furthermore, Jack said, when he was carrying the body with Yosef to the cemetery, he got a reality check of how precious life is and now appreciates his life so much more. Be'ezrat Hashem, he'll find his real zivug very soon. But in the meantime, Hashem answered his tefillah in a wondrous way, bringing him to meet the exact people that would help give him the chizuk he needed. Have a great day.